Hello and welcome to GCSE Food Science Essentials. I'm your host, and today we're diving into two absolutely crucial functional properties that you must master for your AQA GCSE food preparation and nutrition exam: emulsification and thickening. Now, I know these sound like big scary words, but trust me, by the end of this episode, you'll not only understand the science behind them, you'll be able to explain them like a senior examiner. And that's exactly what we need for those high-level marks. These two processes are worth serious marks in your exam, especially in those extended response questions. So grab a pen, get comfortable, and let's unlock the molecular magic that turns oil and water into mayonnaise and turns flour and milk into a silky smooth sauce. Let's start with emulsification. Now, you've probably heard the phrase, oil and water don't mix. And scientifically, that's because they're immiscible liquids. Oil is nonpolar, water is polar, and they naturally separate. But here's where it gets interesting. With the right emulsifying agent, we can force them to stay mixed in a stable colloidal structure. The star of the show here is lecithin found in egg yolk. Picture lecithin as a tiny tadpole. It has a hydrophilic head, that's water-loving, and a hydrophobic tail, that's oil-loving. When you whisk egg yolk into oil and vinegar to make mayonnaise, those lecithin molecules rush to the interface between the oil droplets and the water phase. The hydrophilic heads point outward into the water, and the hydrophobic tails point inward toward the oil. This creates a protective barrier around each oil droplet, stopping them from coalescing or rejoining and keeping your emulsion stable. Here's the key for exam success. Don't just say, the egg yolk helps mix the oil and water. That's too vague. You need to say, lecithin in egg yolk acts as an emulsifying agent. Its hydrophilic head orients toward the water phase, and its hydrophobic tail orients toward the oil droplet, stabilizing the interface and preventing coalescence. That's the level of detail that gets you into the top mark band. Now let's move to thickening, specifically gelatinization. This is the process that happens when you make a white sauce, a custard, or a gravy. It's all about starch and heat. Starch granules are tiny hard particles that don't dissolve in cold water. But when you heat them in liquid, something magical happens in three distinct stages. And examiners love it when you structure your answer by temperature. Stage 1, at 60 degrees Celsius, the suspension stage. The starch granules are intact, just floating in the liquid, beginning to absorb a little water. Stage 2, at 80 degrees Celsius, the swelling and thickening stage. Now the granules are really drinking up that water, swelling to 5 times their original size. The liquid starts to thicken, and you'll notice the viscosity increasing as you stir. Stage 3, at 100 degrees Celsius, the bursting and completion stage. The granules can't hold any more water, so they burst open, releasing long chains of amylose into the liquid. These amylose chains form a gel network, trapping water molecules and giving you that thick, smooth sauce texture. Maximum viscosity achieved. Here's a pro tip. If you overstir or overheat your sauce, you can break down that gel network and the sauce becomes thin again. That's called syneresis, when the liquid weeps out of the gel. Use that term in your exam and you'll impress the examiner. One more critical distinction. Gelatinization is starch-based thickening with wet heat. Don't confuse it with coagulation, which is protein-based thickening, like when you set an egg custard. And definitely don't confuse it with dextrinization, which is dry heat browning of starch like toast. Examiner's doc marks for mixing these up. Right, let's talk exam strategy. This topic appears most often in those 6-mark or 12-mark extended response questions, and the marking is level-based. That means the examiner is looking for depth, not just breadth. Common mistake number 1, describing emulsification as just mixing or whisking. That's a level 1 answer. You need to talk about the molecular mechanism, the hydrophilic and hydrophobic orientation, the interface, the role of the emulsifying agent. Common mistake number 2, saying starch granules swell, but not mentioning that they burst and release amylose. If you stop at swelling, you've only described stage 2. You need all 3 stages for full marks. Common mistake number 3, not linking your answer to a specific food example. The question might say, discuss the role of emulsification in food preparation. And candidates just talk about theory. No. Say, in mayonnaise, lecithin from egg yolk emulsifies oil and vinegar. Or, in a roux-based white sauce, starch from flour gelatinizes in milk. Specific examples show applied knowledge, and that's AO2, application of knowledge, which is 40% of your marks. Here's my golden rule for extended responses. Allocate 15 minutes, plan for 3 distinct points, and use scientific terminology in every paragraph. Terms like synaresis, viscosity, colloidal structure, immiscible liquids, emulsifying agent. These are examiner catnip. Okay, quick fire recall time. I'll give you a question and you shout out the answer, or at least think it in your head. Question one, what are the two parts of a lecithin molecule called? Answer, hydrophilic head and hydrophobic tail. Question two, at what temperature do starch granules begin to swell? Answer, 60 degrees Celsius. Question three, at what temperature do starch granules burst and release amylose? Answer, 100 degrees Celsius. Question four, what's the term for when liquid weeps out of a gel? Answer, synaresis. Question five, name one food example of an oil in water emulsion. Answer, mayonnaise or milk or salad dressing. How did you do? If you got all five, you're in great shape. If you missed any, go back and review that section. All right, let's wrap up. Today we've covered emulsification, the process of stabilizing immiscible liquids using an emulsifying agent like lecithin with its hydrophilic head and hydrophobic tail creating a colloidal structure. And we've covered gelatinization, the three-stage process of starch thickening at 60, 80, and 100 degrees Celsius involving suspension, swelling, and bursting with amylose release. Remember, be specific, use scientific terminology, structure your answers by temperature or mechanism, and always link to a food example. That's how you move from a level 2 answer to a level 4 answer, and that's how you secure those top marks. Thanks for listening to GCSE Food Science Essentials. Keep practicing, keep revising, and I'll see you in the next episode. Good luck with your exams. You've got this.